on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
A near-capacity crowd was on hand last night to see the premiere of Haino, A Century in the Bleachers, celebrating the life of the 93 years young Laguna Beach resident Arnold Haino. The 53-minute documentary screened at 7 degrees, and it was met with applause for Haino's life's work and followed by a Q&A with the star and film director. The director, John Leonidakis, told the crowd the film is a good, accurate portrait of a man who had a multitude of achievements, and we captured that. He said, "I'm very excited to share this story with the world. He deserves his due." Haino, too, says he was very impressed with the film. You can hear our interview online with Jason Fetty, myself, Arnold, and John at KX93.5.com under the Daily Scramble Live podcast. One of the best interviews we've ever had. Really a remarkable dude. Outside the Laguna bubble this morning, and that news was courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, thank you, more than 18 million cars could be sold in the U.S. this year, making 2015 the best for automotive sales in a decade. It could be chalked up to low interest rates and gas prices, but John Sacristan of the OC International Auto Show has another theory. He says it's because we're getting a more exciting product than ever. The 2015 International Auto Show opens today and runs through Sunday at the Anaheim Convention Center. You'll see the 691-horsepower Lamborghini, Dodge's fire-breathing Challenger Hellcat, and Toyota's curvaceous FT1 sports car concept. Those are among the 500-plus vehicles that will roll onto the carpet during the show. The four members of the Walton family, controlling more than half the shares of Walmart, had $11 billion of their combined net worth evaporate yesterday as shares of the retailer plunged on a lower earnings outlook for the coming fiscal year. The billionaire Waltons, Christy, Jim, Alice, and Rob, have a combined $120 billion fortune, according to Bloomberg, with the bulk of their wealth in the shares they inherited from Walmart founder Sam Walton, and now they lost $11 billion of it in one day. I've been following this story closely. Good news, after a successful student protest, Aliso Nagel High School officials said Tuesday they will not block hip-hop stars Macklemore and Ryan Lewis from appearing on campus. Just before the lunch bell, Principal Denny Christensen announced that a compromise had been reached with student leaders, reconfirming Macklemore's December 17th appearance at our local high school. Students will need a permission slip signed by a parent to participate in the after-school interview session. Students had been outraged Monday night and Tuesday morning when the school announced it had declined a $10,000 donation to the music program and the Macklemore appearance because parents had raised questions about lyrics in some of the Seattle rapper's songs. The $10,000 donation to the music program was reinstated on Tuesday. It's great news, yes, but it never even should have been a debate in the first place. They had a $10,000 grant offered to the school because the students went out of their way to enter a contest. They won that contest, and coming with that, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, who every teenager loves, I love. I think he's a great influence on hip-hop, on music in general, and he's a positive speaker about sobriety and same-sex rights. He's really a cool dude, and I think parents and administrators at the school didn't really know what they were talking about when they said no to Macklemore coming. So the right decision has been made, although in this man's opinion, it took a little too long to get there.